Always your tea, man. You always drink your tea.
Well, I am Indian.
Well, good to see you again, dude. It's been a long time. We haven't recorded in forever.
Months. Yeah, I know. I think people missed us.
I've gotten one or two requests, or not requests, because that means they would want to listen to us, but kind of like, oh, are you guys still doing the podcast?
Yeah, I know. I I think people were like, people expect. Anyways, but we're back.
We're back stronger than ever, right? Ali especially. I mean, look at, oh my God, look at. I mean, you're not going to show your body, but if you would, people would be amazed. Honestly.
I love how you say, like, show your body. You send me pictures of your body. It's like.
Well, I mean, it's true. I've seen it. And, it's like.
Yeah.
Man, it's a bit awkward to compliment. Touch yourself or what? But no. Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
Well, is that what you
it's
want?
It's not good enough for you to touch it. Yeah. It's not good enough for you to. Now I've embarrassed you. See, you tried to embarrass me. Now I've embarrassed you, my friend.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, how are you doing, dude?
I'm great.
Yeah,
I'm really good. It's getting really warm now here in Berlin. It's
nice, right?
Now. Yeah. It's starting from yesterday. It was really warm. And. Dude, now I'm doing also Wim Hof, so I actually just shower, even at night, I just shower really cold for a couple of minutes, just before going to bed even, and it feels awesome. So even if it were cold, I don't think it would bother me that much anymore, because I'm just trained for ultimate cold.
Do you do like warm first and then cold, or straight up?
Yeah, so Wim Hof also recommends, he recommends just to warm, just take your shower, and then switch to cold, and that's what I do. And I started out with 30 seconds or so, and now I'm up to like 2.5 minutes, which is really short, but it still hurts, you know, so it's...
No, dude, yeah. 30 seconds is also hardcore. Like, I've been doing cold-ish, so I don't know. Like, do you turn it completely cold or what? Wow. Okay. So I've been doing like a thing where I put it like what I imagine is body temperature, or maybe a little bit lower maximum. And I've been doing that, but I do it for like 10 breaths in the last.
That's good.
Just before I get out of the shower.
That's good.
And it's basically been limited to that for about 9 months or something, or 6 months.
Oh, wow, that's a long time. You could have a baby by now, like a cold baby.
Yes, exactly. Shit. So while all my other 35-year-old friends have been...
Mr. Freeze. Freeze, man? Aquaman?
Aqua Freeze. Yeah, no, but I was saying you're completely right. While all my other 35-year-old friends are popping out kids, which a lot of them have, by the way, in the last 3 months, I'm like, oh, I've done 9 months of semi-cold 10-second showers. That's it, and it feels refreshing.
It does, right? It really makes a difference. So, I mean...
Yeah,
I mean,
I wonder what feels more refreshing, having a newborn child or a 10...
Dude, I mean, that's stressful, probably. Very stressful, but more meaningful, clearly. I don't know, I mean...
Is it more meaningful? Is a cold shower more meaningful than a child? Or are they equally meaningful?
Depends on the child.
I guess you have to have a child, and I have to ask my dad, because I think my dad used to shower cold quite a bit when he first had his children, and it was probably so that he could freaking deal with the fact that he had two idiots pooping on his floor. But yeah, I think he would know. I'll ask him that.
I mean, oh God, can you imagine how stressful it must be? But also, again, the most meaningful thing in the world, right? So you want kids, right?
Yeah, I do, but I actually kind of don't. So, like, I kind of like just not answering to anyone and being free and stuff. And I feel like kids kind of take that away. And yesterday I was telling my roommate that I would love to I would love to have kids and then just maybe see them once a week or, you know, for good, nice events, you know, just dress them up and take them to the cinema or take them swimming. But then all the poo-poo and all that stuff, I would like my, like a nanny to take care of.
Really?
And I know, oh, so correct. And especially in Europe, they're like, oh, no, you have to do all the things. And it's like, no, you don't really do, you know, you don't really have to, you know, you can figure out ways. In my opinion, I feel like you can figure out ways that you can save yourself a lot of the things that, you know, that are like boring and stuff and just do the fun stuff. You know what I'm saying? But maybe I live in a fantasy world, right?
I don't know. I think, I don't know how healthy that would be for a child if you, you know, really try to distance yourself from the child.
Well, I'm not trying to distance myself.
Well,
we're
you
just
are,
having
if you
a
say
good time. In fact, I,
you only want to see the kid like once a week.
No, that was like that was now that was over exaggerated.
Okay.
Yeah. No, well, I was thinking. I was thinking like all the things like Pampers, all the stuff that's like, you know, Pampers and the poo poo and the pee pee, like that stuff. Outsource that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's let's see when.
You want to have kids?
Oh, of course.
Let's have a kid
absolutely
together.
Yeah, sure. Let's man, with your body, I'm down for sure. I definitely want kids. I want to have I think, yeah. Let's see what my wife says eventually. But 3 to 4 kids, I'd love to. Also, if... Yeah, let's see.
What if they figure out how to make men pregnant like they did in junior, I want my baby. And then would you have a kid with me or nah?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
But you can be a godfather. Godfather.
Can I be... Wait, if I'm the host, so you don't even have to poop it out.
Then I can be a godfather too or uncle, but not...
No, but like we take your seat and my seat and...
How should we raise him? Like, what languages would we teach? Want to teach him some Urdu or Hindi, or I can.
Well,
teach
considering
him
that my Urdu and Hindi is freaking poor and terrible, we'd probably only teach him like the swear words, and then we could teach him. My mangled German.
Your German is really good. So,
thank you.
Yeah,
I was actually fishing for that compliment.
Yeah, because you went to, I mean, I think there your parents did a great job, and only there. It's they did a great thing where, you know how many international kids, when they grow up, they immediately go to international school, which is fine, but they sent you to Austrian school first so that you learn German.
Kindergarten, yeah.
Or kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
And I think only, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Because yeah, it was
there are many
bomb,
who don't.
Dude.
Right, who live in Austria or Germany a long time, but don't speak any German, and yeah, you do.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I'm not gonna mention his name, but I know a guy. I'm not even gonna say his nationality, but his parents are not from Austria. He's an Austrian citizen. You know, he had to do the civil service. He went to the army.
Okay.
Yo, this guy can't speak German. Like, he's lived here for.
Like at
anyways,
all.
Anyways, I'm not. It's very poor.
Oh.
It's very, very poor.
How did
and
he get the nationality then?
He got it as
because
he
was living
born
here, so.
In. Yeah, he was born in. After 10 years, you just apply for it as a. I mean, you don't. Your parents apply for it for you. But anyways, let's move on, dude.
Yeah.
I wanted to. How are you doing? By the way, your partner, your comedy partner,
mm-hmm.
who I have a. More love, but also a little bit hate, but only more love, jealousy, let's say. It's not a hate thing. It's a jealousy thing. I'm extremely jealous that he's your partner in Berlin and I'm not your partner in Berlin.
Well, you're not in Berlin. Otherwise, we would have
because
also
because I'm not in Berlin.
Yeah.
Because fate has written it. So, but Simone, he got in touch with me yesterday. We're doing an open mic.
He told me yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know about it. Like, you have an open mic or something, right? On Monday the 10th or Saturday the 10th or something?
So it's Saturday, and I don't know what exact date, but I guess the 10th sounds about right. And it's not mine. I'm hosting it. It's being organized by Victoria, my good friend Victoria. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to say. And I wanted to say that we've done 3 shows so far. Every 2 weeks, and they've been a lot of fun. A lot. Let me just tell you, these shows, they've been a lot of fun.
So that's not this Easter Saturday, but the week after, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. It'll be the week after. And that's kind of what I'm really excited about. I'm excited about these shows. They excite me.
Nice. I mean, yeah, I Sunday I did the very first show as well. I just participated
online.
Yeah, I just participated in a show. It was a storytelling show, and
was it Moni's?
Oh, Moni's. Yeah, exactly. How do you? Oh, yeah, you know Moni. Yeah. So,
yeah, yeah. Well, no, not just that, because I went to her first one.
Oh, to watch?
I went to watch. Huh?
Did you participate as well?
No, I went to watch, and Sonny was there. She was there. And I told them, I can only stay an hour. So I think I saw Sonny, I saw her, and I saw one other person who I don't know, so I don't remember his name. But then Moni, you know, between the sets, she would speak to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
then she spoke to me, and then I let her know that I, you know, because I follow her posts and stuff like that, because I'm very interested in the things she talks about. And
yeah.
So we talked a little bit, and then she messaged me and she asked me if I'd like to on Sunday tell a story. But I couldn't on Sunday. I was busy on Sunday. So I asked her if I could do it the one after, which is right. And so on Sunday, April 11th, she's having her next show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every second week, yeah.
Exactly, every second week. So Saturday, April 10th is our open mic, meaning the one I'm hosting. And then Sunday, April 11th, is Moni's show. And I think I'll be on it. She let me know the date. I haven't confirmed it with her, but I've put it in my calendar. So I should probably write her and ask her if okay.
Yeah,
if
it's fun, man. It's
how was it? How was the show?
Mostly it was just fun to hang out with the comedians again, and then also with the audience. They were super cool, super funny. So it was very engaging, very interactive. And everyone told stories. Not all of them were funny, you know, by design. Some were just more emotional. Some were, yeah. It was just a great hang, great storytelling. And from a performer's perspective, it was cool to just try out telling a story. And I told, without getting into details, I told the Lewis story. Don't say any details, but you know the guy who kept
riding
me.
I won't.
Who threatened me? Yeah, I was.
You told that story or what?
I told that story. I just wanted to tell that story, but I don't know. It wasn't. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't find the.
No, it's. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. No.
This guy. I don't know. I'll just. Yeah. It's this guy who threatened me because I dated his ex girlfriend. Yeah. But
I mean, but it makes a lot of sense, because you can talk a lot about how you felt about it, right?
Yeah, I talked about how I tried to find an angle. So I was saying like how it felt. Obviously, I was a bit scared because I mean, it was ridiculous what he wrote. He was like, "Oh yeah, I know all the Asians in Berlin, so what better watch out on the all that stuff," right? That was ridiculous. But then, he did say he knows where I live and stuff, which is very scary. But a part of me was also kind of proud, because it was like, oh, I'm finally not the nice guy anymore. I'm kind of a tough guy if someone's threatening me. So I was kind of go into that angle. But I don't know.
Yeah. That's interesting, actually, because you never told me that. But
oh, really?
You never told me that aspect of it, that it was kind of, or maybe
maybe I did, but yeah, I didn't emphasize. So I don't know. I felt like, oh yeah, I mean, a nice guy doesn't get threatened like that. So, you know, hey, I'm becoming a man. And, you know, as far as I know, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, she had broken up, so, you know, but, whatever.
Well, yeah, but didn't Lewis also describe your face as, like, fucking
stupid or
something like that?
Yeah, the ugliest face, I'm gonna punch it in or something like
yeah,
that. Yeah.
You're if I see your ugly face, I'll punch it in or something.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, can I just say that you don't have an ugly face, son?
Thank you, sir.
You're a pretty good-looking guy, dude. Can I just say that you're looking pretty freaking fresh today,
oh,
son.
Thanks. Dude, thanks a lot. Hey, what do you think? I don't know what to do anymore with the mustache. Because it's... Dude, it's growing so long. It's the hairs are growing into my mouth.
You curled it, didn't you?
Hmm?
Didn't you curl it? Yeah, I hate that. That's so annoying.
Yeah. So while I'm eating, it just goes into my, you know...
I know that. But so the first thing is you have some scissors. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You at least cut this part so that it doesn't go into your mouth because it looks really silly. And if you ever eat anything, it will get stuck in the mustache. So, you know, it's not good for dates and stuff. Right. But definitely just get a scissors and go whoop, whoop, whoop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Then but the next thing you have to do, is you have to actually go on YouTube and find some actual advice from people who actually know what's up. Because I always keep my beard very short, even though I have, you know, quite a good growth. But I always keep it short because it just doesn't fit me.
Really? And by not fit me, I think it suits you really well.
Like a prop, like a beard as long as yours? Ish don't think so.
Ish do think so.
You think so?
I think so. Because I was looking at back at one of our older episodes. And when you shaved your head completely and had a beard... Dude, you looked really badass. Especially now with that body you have now.
This is...
Honestly, like, that looked really badass.
Yeah, because like, so my in my head, I was like, yo, man, I got to get ready for the time. Because it's coming for everyone, right? Like the hair loss. I mean, some people get really, really lucky. Yeah, but it's coming for me. It's coming. Yes.
You can't
2021,
see.
Skynet took over the world. but yeah, no, it's not coming yet, but it's coming eventually, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So eventually it will come.
Are you going to,
shall arrive.
Are you going to transplant?
I don't know. I'll think about it when it happens. Yeah. Okay. But the point is that right now what I can do is I need to make sure. You know, it's. I've always had this dream that like I need to get a really, really jacked body, because when the hair goes right, and you shave it completely off, and you don't really have like such an impressive, you know, you don't look so impressive physically, then it kind of looks. I don't know. You just don't look. In my opinion, I've always imagined you don't look that great. But if you're really, really jacked. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was bald when he was like 28. But he looked awesome because he was completely bald. He had a cool little beard.
Yeah.
And then he was jacked to all hell, right?
Yeah.
So, like, generally, these wrestlers, if they're... a lot of them, they just shave their head off, right, at some point. But because they're so jacked, it actually looks really...
That's true.
You know?
So I think, honestly, I mean, it suited you already last year. And if you, you know, with honestly, because now you look different physically. If you do it again, you will seem even more badass. And then you look really good, you know, facially. So
thanks.
Look at us, but giving us each other so many compliments.
How am I supposed to? Because the thing is that when I went on this journey of doing pull-ups and whatnot, I thought that at the end of it, you would be like, of course I want to have a child with you. But now apparently you've backed out of it. And so I'm wondering, what am I supposed to, like, am I supposed to hit the steroids now or what? Like, am I supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know what's missing, but it's not the...
You know what it is? You've got this magnificent beard growth and you're probably getting all this attention from all these other people, females and whatnot. And so, like, you're probably like, oh, I don't need to, I don't, all of Ali's advances are, like, for you...
No, nothing, dude.
Right, anyways, listen. So let's get back to the comedy. So you did the Moni show on Sunday. Do you have any plans on doing another show?
I don't know. I was thinking of maybe doing some stuff on Clubhouse. So Dragos and Sandy. Have you met Sandy? I actually don't.
I don't think I've met Sandy. No, I think you've mentioned him a couple of times, but that's one guy I haven't met yet.
Okay.
And so Sandy, but Sandy works with Tyrone, or am I mistaken?
No, that's Daniel. Daniel.
Okay, my bad.
Sandy is a cool guy. We hung out a couple of times, but not really. But now more and more. We hang out almost daily now because he's actually in the same office as I am. So we always have lunch together and stuff. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. And so Sandy's getting into it and Dragos is already into it. They do a lot of shows in Clubhouse. And they say they do, you know, 1 or 2 hours every day in the evening or in the morning. And it's fun and you can try out stuff. And yeah, so I was thinking of maybe checking that out. Yeah, but then have you tried Clubhouse? You don't have an iPhone, right?
So no, I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah. Because I still don't get it. I think after the pandemic, or the lockdown at least, is over, I don't think people will be so enthusiastic about Clubhouse anymore. Because you just listen. It's like a podcast, but I don't know.
Live, right?
Yeah, it's also only live, but then you can interact, so that's nice. But there's no... I don't understand it's so popular.
I think... also, they've done what Gmail did, right? They keep it somehow exclusive, like you can't get it on Android yet, and that kind of gets the curiosity up or whatever. But like, come on, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's gonna, you know.
Let's see. Who knows? Maybe it's gonna. Yeah. I mean, dude, but you never
let me
know,
tell like, you something. Let me let me tell you something. These Zoom calls, yeah. Let me tell you something. These Zoom conference calls, which we've turned into comedy shows, they're freaking amazing. Yeah? And our next one's an open mic.
Oh.
Open to all people.
Oh, dude, I would love to join actually, if that's a cool idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm not the organizer, so do spot. But I think I can put in a good word.
Oh. Dude, are we going to hug for 20 seconds virtually at least before the show?
No, but so like what you know what I love? My roommate, he's kind of like I wouldn't say he's reserved, but like he's just, you know, he likes his personal space or whatever, right? And I'm Indian and I don't like my personal space. In fact, I get up in other people's personal space because I need them to be in my personal. You know what I'm saying? Like we're... You know, always hugging and shit, right? Okay. And so, like, so he's like, I remember I sometimes do this with my friends. I just, we're talking or they're chilling or they're cooking or whatever, we're chilling. And then I just start massaging my friends, right? That's what I do, just massage people.
Never massage me, man.
Of course I have, for sure.
I don't think you have. I would have remembered.
I just start massaging people, you know? And so, and every time I did it with him, he would like cramp up, you know, right? Because he's just not used to it. And what's really nice is that over the last, I've known him for like, let's say 3-4 years. And from time to time, I would ask him, hey, I need a 30-second hug for the OxyContin, you know? And now that we're roommates, exclusively, I would get the hugs from him because before I left, I would get the hug and then I would bounce to the comedy show.
Right.
And now, since the Zoom stuff started, so like let's say 4 or 5 weeks ago, since the Zoom stuff, he will ask me, "Do you need your 30-second hug?" Which I appreciate so much that like last time I didn't even think of it. I was about to leave, and he was like, "Yo, what about your 30-second hug?"
See, dude, and I'm telling you, your body, man, it made the difference. Like now, everyone wants to hug it and feel your muscles, dude.
Or maybe we've That's just upgraded our relationship. And you should think about that because I'm upgrading my relationship with other people and maybe you should be threatened. That's why I was telling the story.
Yeah, maybe the relationship improved because of your body and he's like, oh shit, this guy.
Yeah, okay. Or maybe he's in love with me intellectually and not with...
That's true. I mean, dude, we still haven't talked about on the podcast at least about your 90-kilometer run. So that's impressive. That's really, really impressive.
Yeah, but dude, people are going to think that I hired you to just sit there and ask me questions about stuff I'm doing. so that I can like humble brag or whatever.
Dude, can I say something? I once I saw Mark Zuckerberg here in Berlin. He was he had a talk here that was years ago, and they had rented this huge this hall, and then thousands of people came in. You had to register, and I got a ticket or whatever, so it was free and it was awesome. And then he comes to speak, and then there was a Q&A session, and the moderators were all Facebook employees, right? Managers in Hamburg or Berlin. And man, before every single question, before they hand the mic over, so they'd like let the audience make a question, take a question, and then they'd also ask a question themselves. Before they ask a question, they were always like, "So Mark, you know, you work so hard. What's the secret?" You know, like these subtle ass kissing. It was such a, you know, and it's okay if it's an audience member, but if it's your boss, it's a bit weird, you know? And I mean, that I'm exaggerating. They might have not asked it that way, but they definitely did ask, because he just had become a father like months ago. And so they kept mentioning it. And it looked like they're saying, "Oh, so how was it to be a first time dad?" And he was like, you know, obviously he was happy. So, you know, because he's a dad, but he was like, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. And then he just talked about it for 10 minutes. And then people were like, because people actually wanted to ask serious questions about, you know, it's Germany, so they're super into data privacy, right? Especially with Facebook. So all that time was diminished because they were kept asking these personal about questions. Child. Just a kid's ass. Yeah. Which, I mean, great for him personally, but, you know, no one cared. And then no one could ask any data privacy issue questions.
I don't think he really wants to answer any of those data privacy stuff.
I guess
stuff.
Not, or so like maybe Mark was, yeah.
Yeah, and I think also, like, he tries to... I haven't seen a lot of the Congress stuff where he's in front of Congress, but I feel like he does a lot of dodging.
Yeah.
He thinks about it, and then he just kind of gives non-answers. Yeah.
You think he would be good at dodgeball?
No, I think his dodging is exclusively intellectual. I think physically he wouldn't be able to dodge shit.
Yeah, who knows?
But I mean, like, if you're a billionaire or a multi-billionaire, I don't think you ever have to play dodgeball.
I don't know. I mean, speaking of, if you were a billionaire, how would your life change?
Mine?
Yeah.
Where
would you live, first of all?
I probably live here because I'm. For now, at least, because I'm very, very comfortable here. Like, the things that are comfortable, like, I can go to any corner of the city, and it's whatever at any time, and it's whatever to me.
Vienna is a beautiful city. Yeah,
and there's no part of the city where I feel like, oh, this is dangerous. Like, the most dangerous part is the Gürtel at between like. The belt between like 9 p.m. and midnight.
Yeah.
And it's like the most dangerous thing you'll see is like some guy just speaking loudly, you know, or whatever. It's like, it's nothing here. So, you know,
I remember when you first came to Berlin, like how shocked you were, how, you know, there's a street where there's so many drug dealers and,
oh my God. Yeah.
And the
you
crazy
know what it's
people,
called?
You know,
yeah, you know what
around.
It's called? The worst street in Berlin is called Wiener Straße, meaning Vienna Street. And I was like, yo, this street has nothing to do with Vienna. It is like the dodgiest street ever. And there's weird people. But even Berlin, I feel like Berlin is, at least from what I saw, I feel like it's harmless, you know? So I probably wouldn't go into some of the dark parks. I think that's something that I would probably avoid in Berlin. But here it's like I can't. So anyway, so the first thing is I would probably stay here. Where would you live if you were a billionaire?
Dude, right now especially as in lockdown mode or whatever, I would take a private jet to Orlando, to Disney World because it's still open, and just chill there. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I would do. Honestly, go to Disney World right now because it's open and there's nothing else to do. But other than that, I think it's pretty awesome. I mean, we talked about it once, but Tony Robbins, he has a documentary on Netflix. I'm not your
effing guru.
Yeah, I don't think the F is in there, but...
Isn't it? I think the F is in there. It's censored.
I don't think so. Is it?
I think so. I think so. It's like, I'm not your F star 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 guru.
I don't think
so. I think. No?
I think that's Kevin Hart's stand-up thing. It's like, no F dot 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 given.
Anyways, zero. We'll check it out later.
Whatever.
But anyways.
So, what I loved about... Obviously, he has a great house, but, you know, I'm not interested in that too much. But he had that one in his garden. He had that one pool, which was only 1 meter by 1 meter, you know? And he would just jump into it because it's this cold plunge, cold exposure thing. He would just jump in it every morning and then get out again. And I thought that was so cool, just to have a pool for that one specific thing. I thought that was so cool. And I just want to have that, at least possibility of doing that. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That is really cool. I think so. Yeah, I think the freedom to move to places, or not move to places, but maybe also build or have the things, those little things, those are good. Like having the pool and stuff. Now it's getting really warm, but I would still prefer if there was some kind of like, I'm looking forward to 3 to 5 months of like warmth and summer, but I also kind of, I don't want there to be no cold days. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So in winter, you would just move.
I actually enjoyed them, like the last three, you know, the winter and all that.
You autumn. Did enjoy the winter.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed.
Yeah,
it a
same
lot.
Actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it gets warm, you can, as a billionaire, you could fly into the Alps or.
I would love to. I would love. Yeah, and so like the thing is though, you don't. That's the thing is like I was thinking about that, and I was like, I don't even have to be a billionaire. I can just take a train.
Right. Right.
Over to the west side, like the western Semmering or whatever, and then
right.
you can start, and there's quite a high mountain there. I think it's like 1,400 or something like that, or even more. But the point is that it can get quite cool up there, you know, quite
right.
cold.
Right.
And I think that's really that's the bomb. Like the ground is quite warm and summery. But you put yourself in like a little more harsher conditions
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
then you appreciate when you come down again, you know?
That's true.
So, yeah. Anyways.
So you would stay in Vienna? You wouldn't go to the US or to the UK for comedy? Or Canada?
Oh,
I mean now it's lockdown. So
now,
it's,
yeah, exactly. So now, yeah. If I was a billionaire and like everything was open, yeah, 100%. 100%. I mean, I always thought it was really cool because there's people who come in and out, and I'm sure in Berlin it's even more. But you always like meet people who are like, yeah, I'm here now. And then 3 to 6 months later, they're like, oh, I'm moving, you know? And mm-hmm. I always thought it was like so cool that these people have the mental fortitude or are in the habit of being able to, because for me, it seems like such a big deal to move cities.
Right.
But certain people, they just do it like every year they're in like, you know, every year they're like in another this city, you know?
Yeah,
so.
yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. It's cool, yeah. I think that's
and
the
they,
one...
And they do it without being billionaires, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right. I think that's the one sad part about comedy, actually, about stand-up comedy, that you don't have free choice of where to live. I think that's a bit of a pity, but I mean, you know? Like, if you want to live in... you and I, if we want to live in Greece on an island, you know, it's not really beneficial to stand-up comedy because we can't do anything there.
But you know what you can do with stand-up comedy?
Online.
You can live 1 month or 2 months or three months of the year on an island in Greece.
Right, and chill. Whereas
yeah.
the other time you hustle. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But if you do internet stuff, like if you're a freelancer, then you can be a digital nomad and live anywhere, you know, the whole time.
Zoom. Yeah, I'm doing a JavaScript course now, which I'm going to dedicate myself for a year. I've decided I'm going to spend a year honing my JavaScript skills so that I can do exactly what you said.
Nice.
But we're 35 minutes.
Yeah, all right. We should also, yeah. I also have to go soon. All right. Well, it was great to do a podcast again. This was awesome.
I wonder if this one will actually come out or if we just spent 30 minutes chatting with one another.
So we did actually, like we recorded several, but we never released them. So this hopefully will be...
Yeah. Never got around to it.
Yeah. So this one will be hopefully... This is actually, we started approximately a year ago. So now we could get back into the
habit. I think a little more than a year ago. Or am I wrong?
I don't think so. I think we started in April.
Mid-March.
Or whatever. Oh, mid March was it?
We can check. Yeah, I thought. Yeah. Anyways.
All right.
Franklin D.
Good times, man. Good times.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening and watching, and you can follow us on the social. And right, Glamazon, right? Glamazon pose.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. Nice. Dude, it looks now much more menacing, man, with the arms.
Yeah, so menacing. That's how she used... Dude, Beth Phoenix, she has the big-ass biceps. She is jacked. She's actually married to Edge or their partners.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. But Edge is awesome. I love his finisher move. By the way, I mean, I told you this already, but also to the listeners, Business Wars, this great podcast, they have a great series on WWE versus, it's blew my mind. I really got interested in wrestling after listening to that. It was so good. Yeah. So please, Ali, you know all the stories, so please tell me and all of us more about wrestling. That would be really awesome. It's really interesting. And Vince McMahon, hands down, very prolific entrepreneur. He really, really,
he's an animal,
risk taker,
dude.
And yeah, incredible.
He's an animal.
Yeah. All right. Well, also the fact that he still fights every now and then, I mean, that's pretty awesome. He's like 70 something.
Yeah, no, now he does. And I think his last match was probably about 7 years ago against Bret Hart. Okay. I think that was the last match he did.
I mean, still,
but he was a good 65.
And he still
or something.
Looks buff, right? I mean, that. Like,
yeah,
his,
I mean,
his posture
the crazy,
is incredible.
The craziest, I think Vince, the craziest was when he was in his 60s. Because in his 60s, he looked like he was 45 tops, and he was jacked. I think he even had, like, a couple of pictures or covers, but he was jacked. In his 60s, that was. Now in his 70s, I think he's in his mid-70s. Now he still looks young, but he's starting to show signs of age. But up until he was
That's
like 65, 68, he just did not look like he was aging. His face a little bit, but that's it.
Right.
And he was still, you know, so.
That's incredible. That's what I want for us, man. At 80, that we're still doing pull-ups and meditating and can do, you know, can do yoga.
My goal is to be able to do a pull-up using your penis as a pole. We'll just end the podcast there. We'll just end it like right.
Nice. I think I've never heard that before. That's pretty cool. Cool dream, man. Is that what you can do then as a billionaire, an 80-year-old?
Yeah, exactly. When I'm 80, that's what I'm going to do is when I'm a billionaire, I'm just going to hire a personal trainer and be like, yo, my goal is to do a pull-up off of a penis that's only 1 inch long.
All right. Well, yeah, I think it's a good finish. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And yeah, we're going to be back. Next time.
Peace.
See you guys.